Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So, when I was when we were on our way to the movie theater, we had the windows closed because it was cold last night. You know, we were trying to do the heat, and we do the recirculating air. And, you know, in your car, I think you have two options. You guys know more about cars than I do. You have the air that you could bring in from the outside, or you could just recirculate your own air. Usually in my family, we don't want to recirculate the air because somebody farts in the car. But it was just me and my husband, so the air was good. And we're like, okay, well, you know, so we don't get any exhaust or pot or whatever. And all of a sudden, we smell pot, okay? And we are driving on this road. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So we have this highway that's not in a, there's a couple different highways that crisscross, but there's this outer loop called the 215. So it's basically in the more suburban part. The 215 is sometimes just kind of out there in the desert. So you're talking no buildings, no windows around, and you're going around a curve of a freeway with recirculating air, and you're smelling pot, which means I wasn't picking it up from somebody's house. I wasn't picking it up from the strip. That meant that somebody was in a car ahead of me, or multiple people, smoking so much that that concentration could follow through air, cold air no less, all the way into the car when it was blocking the air coming in on a recirculating mode. That's a crap load of pot. So, you know, of course, as soon as you whiff, you look around going, okay, you know, who's, you know, which car looks like that person stoned, because you don't want to get into an accident, you don't want to. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's somebody going slow. You know, don't worry. Be happy. All right, so, you know, as opposed to the drunk drivers, they're like falling asleep. You don't know what the hell. But, so I couldn't tell which car it was. And then by then, we made our turn, and we went to get to the movie theater. And then we saw the movie. We saw Star Wars. As we're leaving, as we're exiting the movie theater, again, a woof of pot. So, you know, there's, you know, I live in Vegas. We are one of 33 states that have legal recreational marijuana. There's medicinal marijuana. Marijuana is basically rampant in all the states. It's been rampant for decades. The strains this time around are stronger, from what I understand from the 60s. I wouldn't know because I wasn't around in the 60s. But we have stronger strains, and we have this peace about marijuana. You're not going to get arrested. You're going to be fine. Well, unfortunately, because it's so easy to smoke, it's easy to... People don't have that same fear or hesitancy before getting into their car like they do with alcohol. With alcohol, how much did you drink? How much did you drink? The waiters, the waitresses are on your butt. You know, are you drinking, ma'am? You know, no, I'm not drinking. I had water. Yeah, but we saw you sip your husband's drink. Yeah, no, he's driving. Trust me, he's driving. See, because I'm really loud. You know, and I giggle a lot. And they're like, you aren't drunk, are you? No, that's just me. Okay, that's just me. Sorry. So when it comes to marijuana, you really don't have waiters, waitresses, bartenders, do-gooders going, wait a second, you look drunk. Because a lot of people stoned can hide it. So what does a stoned person look like? See that? Right? Whereas drunk, they're maybe a little bit more, you know. So, yeah, I've talked to people stoned, and it wasn't until I talked to them could I figure out that they were stoned. So it's not like you could be a do-gooder and stop people from getting into their car. So we have this report that 5% of the population admit to driving stoned. And that's the key word, admit. So how many people would have taken the survey and said, oh, no, I'm a good person. No way am I going to put that in writing. 12 million Americans, they assume, have driven stoned just in the year 2018. According to the CDC, nearly 5% of Americans reported driving after using marijuana last year. Under 1% admitted using other illegal drugs and driving. And again, the key word is admitting. So I'm nervous. You know, I got two teenagers. They're out there driving. I don't want them, you know, it's not so much they're driving I'm worried about. I'm worried about the other drivers. But the big question that I get asked as a doctor is, where are we with breathalyzer tests? Where are we with testing drivers? With alcohol, we got it down. We got that down. You know, you have to blow into a breathalyzer. People have been making fun of those for decades. We still have problems with the technology with marijuana. Two students, oh, I love these guys, Charles Coulson and Graham Lambert, had helped develop a means of testing in Nevada. Fantastic job, these guys. And they a way to kind of look at metabolites in the urine of your THC. But the technology in terms of breathalyzers is still kind of just snail pacing along. One of the problems they're having, even though they're as close as they could ever be, something came out this September where they kind of had the technology almost there, is if they do pick up THC in your breath, what is the calculation? What is the ratio? What is the metric in terms of, I apologize, call coming in. What is the metric of them converting it to your being stoned or you're being inebriated or intoxicated? They figured that out with alcohol. They were able to do the calculation really well. But if somebody just smoked and then they take the test, but it's not in their system, they might not be stoned. Or if they didn't smoke, and so when they breathe it out, there's nothing in the breathalyzer, but they've been smoking every morning, and so it's in their bloodstream and it's cumulative. So that's what makes it difficult. There's a half-life they have to calculate. I'm sure they will figure it out. But depending on a person's breath and respirations and exhalation and the way they absorb it and the way, you know, and the half-life and then the type of weed. Remember, alcohol is kind of pretty constant. Weed varies. That's why they're stuck. So just be prepared. We've got a bunch of people out there driving stoned. 1-877 Death Valley. Don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So CNN Business is reporting that there are fake and dangerous kid products turning up on sale for sale on Amazon. Now, remember we talked about a few days ago how people can sell on Amazon without having a legitimate company. They could go through your garbage, clean it up, and sell it on Amazon. And there's not a lot of oversight. I think the Wall Street Journal did a little investigative piece on that. So now it gets kind of concerning because you're like, well, you want to buy your kids' toys or you want to buy Christmas presents and or you want to ship it. And, I mean, I always go to Amazon. Amazon is my go-to. I like to do gift cards. I like to go, here's a gift card. you know, you do your own shopping. But I get it, you know, grandma and grandpa or, you know, auntie, you know, wants to give you an actual gift that you could unwrap and all that. And if it's cheaper on Amazon than it is in another store, you're going to do that. But how do you know where it came from? I'm thinking it's coming from Amazon. I know they do have in different letters and a different font the store, but I figure if it's on Amazon, it's safe. Well, CNN talks about there's a listing on Amazon, and it was described as a 4-in-1 baby car seat and stroller. And it featured images of a popular brand called Duna, including a photo of the U.S. president's daughter, Ivanka Trump, with hers. It was listed for $299, and this copycat was about $200 cheaper than a real Duna. Apparently, it was dangerous for kids. The car seat broke into pieces in a 30-mile-per-hour crash. That was a crash test commissioned by CNN, hence failing to meet the basic standards set by U.S. regulators. We are talking about a baby car seat and stroller that you are thinking is going to be of the same quality that the president's daughter or, you know, granddaughter is using, and it ends up breaking into pieces in a 30-mile-per-hour crash. A video of the test shows the toddler dummy twisting as the car seat fractures and slides forward with plastic pieces that have broken off it flying through the air. In an identical crash test scenario, an authentic Duna met the federal requirements. Car seat remained in one piece and in place around the dummy. That is frightening. Dr. Alyssa Bayer, a pediatrician and nationally certified child passenger safety instructor, reviewed the test results and said in a real crash, such as a car seat failure, could put a child in grave danger and lead to injuries to a child's chest, neck, or head. CNN bought the copycat Duna and had it crash tested at the University of Michigan Transportation Research Institute as part of a months-long investigation into the sale of counterfeit and patent-infringing child's products on Amazon. Several different business owners told CNN their products were being actively targeted by counterfeiters using Amazon's marketplace for third-party vendors. The businesses said Amazon put the onus on them to report suspicious listings, and that this often amounted to a game of whack-a-mole, in which new listings appeared almost as soon as flagged ones were taken down. You know, whack-a-mole, where the thing comes up, you try to hit it, but it goes down, and then another one's over on the other side? Yeah. So under current U.S. case law, Amazon is not liable when third-party products sold on its site directly infringe on intellectual property or if they have safety defects. The liability lies with the third-party seller. Now, that's different from how the law treats Target or Walmart or brick-and-mortar retailers. If you find a product at a physical store that infringes on your trademark or you buy something defective, you could sue the store, even if they don't make the product. But for some reason, online, it's different. They say counterfeits are a problem for many e-commerce platforms, not just Amazon. But Amazon is the world's largest e-commerce platform. Dominance is growing, of course. I guess it controls 37.7% of U.S. e-commerce sales, and that share is expected to grow. Many of the brands that spoke to CNN said that they can't afford not to sell their products on Amazon. Our customers expect that when they make a purchase to an Amazon store, either directly from Amazon or one from its third-party sellers, they will receive authentic products. So the manager of Duna, Amiad Raviv, said the company has found more than 40 Amazon listings this year that contained fake versions. Duna flags the listings to Amazon. Amazon then removes them. But again, the problem is it has to take somebody actively watching this. So if you have a company and you're trying to sell your product, you have to spend time, money, and payroll to look and see if somebody is selling fake products of yours. Now, I guess there is ROI, you know, because, you know, it forces people to go back to your site. But why are you doing the cleanup? The platform should be doing the cleanup. Apparently, there's a little technicality where Amazon can't get sued. But seeing how there are dangerous products are very, very scary. So according to Amazon's 2018 annual report, 58% of Amazon sales came from its millions of third-party sellers. Many will ship directly to consumers. So how do you know what you're getting is safe? I'm looking right now at the real Duna and the copycat. They look the same to me. You know, the product CNN bought, it was listed by a seller called Strolex and shipped from China. Now, all U.S. car seats are supposed to be certified according to the NHTSA standards, but this seat did not have any certification labels. On the Amazon listing, it claimed to have European certification. But when it arrived, they couldn't find the European certification label, and the European registration number in the manual was a copy of Duna's. I mean, so they really go all out, right, to, you know, make things try to look kosher when they're not. They said the word always was misspelled A-ways and the on the anti-rebound bar. So that's one way if there's a like a typo. And then the seat featured European warning labels instead of American. And then a safety label was sewn on the webbing of the harness straps, which actually could weaken them. So why is it on the harness straps? So then the stroller system disappeared. But when reached by phone in China, the representative said, my products are safe. So, you know, it's not just car seats. There's swaddles, there's toys, there's, I guess, there's zippers falling off some of these kids, like, you know, sleeping little swaddles, they call them. You know, so I would suggest that, you know, try to buy it from Amazon proper. You know, I don't want to say anytime you see another company to avoid it, but you got to be careful. Now, let's change this around. Let's be a little bit more positive. What are some Christmas deals that are out there? Well, Amazon, not only is Christmas deals, but Walmart, Best Buy. They say Walmart is selling a Microsoft Xbox One S at $149. Reduced from $249. So even though it's not Black Friday, you can pick something like that up. Pioneer Woman Frontier Speckle 24-piece cookware and food storage combo set. Don't buy me. If my husband bought me that as a gift, I'd be like, oh, hell no. Still, though, $69 reduced to $99. There's another cookware set down to $44.99 from $129. There's a Vizio 70-inch glass smart 4K TV with HDR $549. Oh, my gosh. I remember when my parents were trying to purchase a TV for $80, and it was so much money. And now you have these TVs on sale for $549. There's a 14-inch laptop, HP, with an A9 series processor, 128 gigabytes for $199. A good laptop is going to cost you a few hundred dollars, so that's a good price. There's a Canon EOS Rebel camera for $399 with tripod. Amazon is selling some Fire TV sticks and Echo Dots and Ring Video doorbells and Echo Shows on sale. And then sometimes you could get goodies. For every $50 spent on Red Lobster gift cards, you get an extra $10 or a coupon for an appetizer. I think Applebee's is also doing something like that. Where every time you get a gift card, you get some extra stuff. I like that. You know, I want to be an extreme couponer. I don't have the time. And I need to watch that show, Extreme Coupon. But I guess there are so many deals out there where you actually can make money when you buy these coupons. So, like, when you buy, like, a gift card and they give you an extra $10, and so basically, if you buy $50 of gift cards, you're getting $60. So you're actually making $10 every time you buy it. And then if you could turn around and sell those gift cards, you know, or use them as you need them, you're actually making money. I love that kind of stuff. I think that stuff is cool. All right, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Most Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is expected to sign a budget bill today that keeps the government up and running. The Senate approved of the big budget compromise on Thursday. White House officials helped negotiate the year-end budget agreement. House Republicans are firing back at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who they say is getting cold feet regarding sending articles of impeachment over to the Senate. Republican Senator Steve Scalise of Louisiana says,
"This is bizarre behavior by the Speaker to think that she can somehow tell the Senate how to run an impeachment trial after she literally broke House rules to deny the ability for the minority to even present our case, the alternative case, which House rules require. They literally ignored and broke that rule."
That audio courtesy of Fox News. And a Utah woman is being charged after allegedly trying to buy a weapon of mass destruction through the Internet. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Right. Maybe. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know if you guys saw this video, but two Carnival cruise ships crashed into each other in Mexico. Did you guys see this footage? This happened today. Whew, Carnival really has their share of issues. But then again, they're one of the biggest cruise lines, so they're always in the news. Carnival Glory was maneuvering to dock in Cozumel around 8:30 a.m. local time Friday when it struck the Carnival Legend, which had already moored behind it. Carnival Cruise Line said one person suffered a minor injury on the Carnival Glory when a group of guests was evacuated from the dining room. When you watch the video, the cruise ship just cuts into a balcony dining area. It's crazy. Luckily, nobody was killed with this. Video and images posted on social media show the Glory swinging into the port and passing close to the prow or pro of the Carnival Legend. Suddenly, a loud crash can be heard. Shocked onlookers point out that the two boats have hit one another. Images also show damage to the rear of Glory, including windows that were smashed out and a railing that have been bent out of shape. Not sure if the front end of the Legend, which crashed into the Glory, is okay. Additional footage shows the Glory then almost struck another cruise ship called Oasis of the Seas, which is moored in front of the Legend. So a statement from Carnival Glory said Carnival Glory had a collision with Carnival Legend this morning at Cozumel. Carnival Glory was maneuvering to dock when it made contact with Carnival Legend. We are assessing the damage, but there are no issues that impact the seaworthiness of either ship. Iceberg right ahead. I would be kind of freaked out because, you know, even though it hit, well, it's obviously freaking out. It's obviously a scary time. I am really amazed that there weren't more people sitting there on that balcony area. My guess is they were docked in Cozumel. I've been to Cozumel. It's a great, great town. And so maybe a lot of people were off the boat at the time. But, wow, it just crashed right into it. There was only one reported injury on a guest that was being evacuated from the dining room on decks 3 and 4. Not clear who was responsible for the crash. My guess is the boat that hit them. Carnival Glory is a Conquest-class cruise liner that departs from New Orleans and tours the Caribbean and Panama Canal. The Glory can sleep about 3,000 guests and another 1,000 crew. Not clear where the ship was heading, how many were on board at the time of the crash. Carnival Legend, I'm wondering if that's the one I was on, but it goes the Bahamas, Bermuda, yeah. That's a smaller vessel, a little over 2,000, a crew of 900. But you need to look at that. That is, you just don't see two cruise ships crash. But you just kind of wonder, you know, how much damage and, you know, what the hell was going on. All right. Our obesity crisis is harming the planet. We are being told that overweight people generate an extra 700 million tons of carbon dioxide a year. Why? Because we're bigger than normal weight people. Research from the Obesity Society has revealed that obese people account for 1.6% of all man-made greenhouse gas emissions. I guess it's the gas we produce. I don't know. This is due to a combination of higher metabolic rates and the environmental impact of both producing the food and the increased fuel required to transport obese people. Yeah, I don't think it has to do with gas. Because there were some real skinny people in my classes in school, and they were very, very high-fibering eating people, and they would just be stinking up the place. And so I think it's more what you eat, you know, and I mean, they ate a lot of vegetables and nuts and brands, and they had a lot of gas. Anyway, so increased fuel to transport obese people, I get that, and needing more food. The society used greenhouse gas emission data, demographic data, and obesity prevalence statistics to estimate that obesity is responsible for 20% more greenhouse gas emissions compared with people of a normal weight. Increasing your body size will further challenges, they say, to reduce man-made carbon dioxide emissions. So our analysis suggests that in addition to beneficial effects on morbidity, mortality, and healthcare costs, managing obesity can favorably affect the environment as well. So how did they assess it? Well, they calculated the extra carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide from our increased oxidative metabolism, increased food production and consumption, and the increased fuel use to transport people of greater weight. Researchers use the standard definitions of obesity where you had a body mass index of greater than or equal to 30. Normal weight would be under 25. Compared with an individual with normal weight, obese people were found to produce an extra 81 kilograms per year of carbon dioxide emissions from higher metabolism, an extra 593 per year from greater food and drink consumption, and then 476 kilograms per year for car and air transportation. Now, I have to give them that. They're not wrong. I mean, the one issue planes are having is as humans are getting bigger and heavier, it costs more in fuel. That's why we have all these limits with our suitcases and, weight limits and things like that. Although it doesn't make sense. When they say our suitcase, I don't get that. If they say your suitcase is over 50 pounds, you have to take it out and carry it on the plane. It's still going on the plane. Do any of you guys understand any of that? I don't. So I take out, some extra hairspray or whatever, and then, I don't know if I can put that in my carry-on bag, but I take out, tennis shoes, and then I mean, they're going on the plane anyway. But our carbon footprints are something that is going to be continually dissected as obesity has this higher oxidative metabolism. I guess we have more chemical reactions, we have more body mass, we may produce more carbon dioxide, and I guess all carbon dioxide production ranges on our size. Now, we could combat this by having more plants. If we have more plants, plants can take the carbon dioxide and convert it to oxygen. We've talked about photosynthesis on the show. But, I think this push that we have, in terms of getting heavier and heavier, is not going to go away as we progress with computers and working from home and being able to Uber instead of walking. Unless people really, really, really go down to a very, very, vegan or vegetarian diet. And I mean, we are talking, you watch your calories and you make sure you are going to the gym. The average person is going to get heavier because we are at our computers. I mean, my job as a doctor, I used to see 60 patients in a shift running around room to room, reducing shoulders and sewing people up and moving. And now I'm seeing patients online. I'm not moving when I'm seeing patients. That's obviously going to add on the weight. Now, going vegan is nice. You're going to lose weight, probably. But we do have to worry about B12 deficiency. And Veganuary, I guess, is supposed to be next month, January, where people are going to, forego animal products and a New Year's resolution. You got to make sure you're still getting your B12. If you don't get B12, you can have neurological deficits. B12 is found in meat, fish, eggs, and dairy. Vegans don't eat animal products, so they have to rely on supplement or fortified foods, like soy, certain cereals, etc. So apparently Professor Tom Sanders from King's College London says 20% of vegans are seriously deficient in B12. So if you have B12 deficiency, your body may kind of compensate for the first few years, and then all of a sudden neuropathy strikes and it is irreversible. So you need to make sure that you guys are getting your B12. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, we got Jewel being sued by a couple people. We have a Mississippi teen saying he became addicted to nicotine through vaping and is struggling to function without it. He's only 18 years old. Listed in court documents as Bra Issa, he began using Juul in 2018. The court documents didn't indicate where he's from in Mississippi, but I believe he is suing Juul Labs, Pax Labs, Ultra Group, and Philip Morris for his addiction to nicotine. We knew the lawsuits were going to come. Lawsuit was filed last week in federal court in Jackson. It's the second lawsuit filed in Mississippi over vaping. Both lawsuits accused Juul and others for targeting youths. The Jefferson County School District filed a class action lawsuit earlier this month against Juul Labs and others, saying the school district has been directly affected by the surge in youth vaping and is now confronting the costs in addressing and responding to the epidemic. Now, San Francisco-based Juul Labs said in its statements that its product is an alternative to traditional cigarettes for adults. It supports raising the age to 21 for anyone to purchase and use vaping products. As you know, Juul is a very sexy e-cig, shaped like a USB flash drive. And e-cigs are battery-powered devices that contain heat, a nicotine-containing liquid that can be turned into an aerosol with the heat. It gets inhaled, and then the kids smoke it. Both Issa, the teen, and the Jefferson County School District lawsuits filed in U.S. District Court in Mississippi were transferred Wednesday to the U.S. District Court in the Northern District of California, where multi-district legislation against Juul, is being coordinated and consolidated. So this lawsuit, the boy says he was exposed to Juul's advertising and promotional efforts while in high school. Okay, if they have that as proof, Juul's in trouble. Do I think Juul needs to be responsible for the whole vaping crisis? No. I think the kids have some responsibility. Just like, you know, oh, well, you know, they were flavored. They made them flavored. Well, there's flavored alcohol. So now you're going to sue all the, alcohol companies as well. Flavored alcohol and kids drink, you know. But he said that the ads and promotions made Juul seem fun, healthy, and cool. He remembers that the ads were colorful and featured young people using Juul. And the ads made it seem like Juul was something he wanted to try. He said prior to vaping, Issa said he was unaware the product contained nicotine or toxic compounds. After using Juul, he became severely addicted to nicotine, causing him to increase his use over time and his reliance on the device and the nicotine it provided, even reaching a pod a day. So his lawsuit states, plaintiff uses Juul within minutes after he wakes up in the morning and continues using Juul constantly throughout the day. Plaintiff now struggles to function without nicotine. Without regular nicotine dosing, plaintiff experiences strong cravings, irritability, restlessness, and withdrawal. Plaintiff is now addicted to nicotine and is unable to stop vaping. So the lawsuit seeks compensatory and punitive damages, doesn't specify an amount. So there are now in the Jackson metro area ordinances where minors under 18 are not supposed to be able to get vaping products. Students under the age of 21. Right now, we have a total of 2,400 people hospitalized with EVOLI, or electronic cigarette or vaping-associated illness, lung illness. There's been 52 deaths. In Mississippi, 11 people have been diagnosed with illness and one death. THC has been the biggest culprit with these deaths and illnesses, but that's not going to stop Juul from getting sued for nicotine addiction. Now, you know, look, I am no fan of kids getting hooked on something, and maybe Juul does need to be sued, okay? I need to see the evidence. But we need to be really, really careful about this witch hunt, okay? And, you know, I hope that if the lawsuit does progress, there is proper evidence, because when kids wake up in the morning, a lot of them eat a sugary cereal. Then, a few hours after that sugary cereal, they want more sugar. Then after lunch, they want more sugar. And then at dinner time, they want dessert. So sugar is very addicting. And kids are waking up in the morning, they're eating it. So are the cereal companies going to get sued for our obesity crisis and our addiction to sugar? If I don't get sugar, I get grumpy. I get cravings. I get irritable and I get restless. So you see, we need to be careful. And these cereals are advertised, to, you know, very colorful ads. The kids look happy. They're eating their Lucky Charms or their Boo Berry or whatever. You know, where do these lawsuits stop? Now, if Juul went into the schools, if Juul had posters in the schools, that's a problem. But if Juul had an ad in a magazine, like, let's say, not Teen Magazine, but let's say People, and that magazine showed a cute 24-year-old woman or a 21-year-old boy vaping, is that enough to sue him? You know, I mean, we need to see the proof that they directly went to kids. And if they did, they need the book thrown at them. But if they had an ad and they said it was attractive to kids, well, so are the Seagram's commercials and the Tony Romo on a beach with the Corona commercial. I mean, those are attractive to kids too. So where does it end? A Texas woman developed a form of pneumonia. She, that was linked to vaping, and she's suing Juul and six other e-cig companies out of Texas. She's claiming that their products made her sick and kept her addicted to them. Her suit claims Juul and its advertisements enticed and got the unidentified woman addicted to its potential doses of nicotine. She blames three other brands for her illness, which reached ahead after she made the switch. She was diagnosed with one of those lipoid pneumonias that form a lung infection that was linked to vaping from the oils, we believe from THC. And she wants seven e-cig companies to pay her $1 million for suffering. So she's bringing the suit against Juul Labs, Pax Labs, Altria, which has a 35% stake in Juul, Evolve, Mamasun, and Axial Core Corporation, and Yogi E-Liquid. Now, she started vaping in March 2018. She said the ads were bright-colored, trendy-looking ads, and she became interested in e-cigs. A year after she started vaping, the woman switched to Evolve e-cig and started filling it with nicotine liquids made by Mamasun and Yogi. Within 3 weeks, she got bronchitis. Shaken by her illness, she put the e-cigs away for a few weeks, but then she was drawn back to the products and started vaping again. She is lethargic, coughing incessantly. So let's go back to this. Colorful ads. Let's say somebody has a spending disorder. Okay? Let's say somebody spends too much money. And you go into a Walmart, or you go into a Target, and there are colorful ads, and you spend more money, lose your marriage. Can you sue? Because the ads were colorful? You know, the problem is this is the time to sue. You know, there is a witch hunt going on. This is the time to sue. Because, you know, people are anti-Juul and all that, but, you know, I really caution people. Because if colorful ads is you know, going to be now the precedent set, well, your ad was too good. Your marketing agency did their job too well. Then, I mean, what about In-N-Out Burger? Those burgers look yummy. If you're gaining weight and having high cholesterol, do you sue the burger company? Because they made their burgers look and taste too good? What the hell?
1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.